In my last article, I argued that competition is the engine of growth and prosperity, and any industrial policy which protects incumbent firms from competition is bound to fail. I also argued that the government and business should co-evolve industrial policy, echoing Danny Roderick, 2004, seminal paper. As one of the key proponents of a new industrial policy, Roderick emphasized the need for interactive process of strategic cooperation between the private and public sectors in the context of industrial policy. He suggested that we need to appreciate the limitations of both market and state in industrial policy, and rather than looking at these institutions as adversaries, we need to look at them as collaborators. He further wrote that the analysis of industrial policy should not focus on policy outcomes, but rather on policy process. He also uses the term discovery in this phrase. Hence, the right way of thinking of industrial policy is as a discovery process, one where firms and the government learn about underlying costs and opportunities and engage in strategic coordination. Following the applications of complexity on public policy, I developed the idea of policy discovery as an open and complex system in which policy actors compete and cooperate to co-create public policy through experimentation, learning, and adaptation. How do we translate this policy discovery mechanism in the field of industrial development? First, we should not limit this exercise to only manufacturing industries. It can apply to products from agriculture, engineering, and knowledge economy. As I argued in the previous article, the public sector investment in the railway system in the 19th century helped in creating an organic and entrepreneurial industrial base in Lahore. This was in some ways similar to the dizzying progress in Silicon Valley after the 1950s, which was kick-started by the U.S. government procurement, and in particular by the U.S. Department of Defense, that worked closely with the research departments in U.S. universities. It is well known that the Internet is an advanced form of ARPANET, which was developed first as a tool of communication for the U.S. Navy in the 1960s. There are countless examples of such products. The role of state remains pivotal but insufficient for developing new products. It needs the profit-maximizing spirit of entrepreneurs. In the 1990s, Malaysia experimented to create the Silicon Valley of the East in the form of a new city, Cyberjaya, but it failed badly. Cyberjaya is a thriving township today, but is not known for innovation, research, and development, for which it was originally developed. It is easy to list down the ingredients of a new industrial policy, however, it is very hard to visualize the actual process through which a successful industrial policy evolves. I will now attempt to visualize this process in Pakistan's context.